dictation for Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. January 1153. Address to Family Practice Residency. 629-8145. Dear colleagues, follow-up for Mrs. Wright. For chronic kidney disease, last visit September. Chronic back pain, some radiation to the right sided, question radiculopathy, no anti-inflammatory agents. Has lost weight from 158 to 146. However, says to be eating okay. No vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies changes in urination. No major edema. No gangrene ulcers. She uses a walker. There has been a number of falls this past December, but no loss of consciousness. No present chest pain or palpitations, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND. She's been in the hospital twice since the last visit, twice in December. With CHF exacerbation, COPD exacerbation. Next paragraph. I review medications, but does not appear reliable. She did not bring the actual boxes or containers. What the discharge summary says is not necessarily what it shows on her list. Discharge summary shows oxygen 2 liters for saturation less than 88, supposed to be on Brio Ellipta, Spiriva, Duonep. She has low ejection fraction, 26%, supposed to take Eliquis, aspirin, Lipitor, Corec, Plavix, Entresto, Torsemide. For anxiety, Cymbalta, Trazodone, Seroquel, on file or replacement, Protanix. Again, is not sure if all this has been done or not. I even noticed that there were two of the same, like Eliquis and Xarelto, so this list is not reliable. Looks like she is also now taking gabapentin. Excuse me, that she might be taking gabapentin is not clear. Next paragraph, present weight 146. Blood pressure runs low, 90s over 62. Lungs are distant clear, no pleural effusion. No pericardial wrap, no ascites, minimal edema. Some cyanosis of the feet, but no ulcers. Her voice is dysphonic. She looks older than her age. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. The date of discharge, December 20. Creatinine 1.26. if anything, is an improvement from prior acute on chronic renal failure. This represents GFR 46 to 50, if that will be a steady state. Most recent sodium potassium normal, high bicarbonate from diuretics, normal albumin, corrected calcium in the low side, liver function test not elevated, anemia around 9.9. Echo December ejection fraction 26. Dilated left ventricle. Both mitral tricuspid valve regurgitation. There was pleural effusion. CT scan angiogram did show pulmonary emboli, acute, on the right lower lobe, without right-sided heart strain. Evidence of emphysema. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, presently stable, and no indication for dialysis. She has documented bilateral small kidneys, 8.8 and 8.6, without obstruction, and there was no urinary retention. There is anemia and potential EPO treatment intravenous iron. She does have, however, macrocytosis. If it's not related to reticulocytes, could be early bone marrow dysplasia. She has cardiomyopathy, ischemic type. She has emphysema. All blood tests need to be updated. I'm requesting your service to evaluate her as soon as possible. I'm asking patient to bring all the medications that she is taking, and that needs to be compared to the discharge instructions. From the renal standpoint, it's stable. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months. However, her prognosis is poor. End of dictation.